Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Here come the Philistines again. This time, instead of all-out battle, they had decided on a contest. Each side was to provide a champion, and the winner would determine the outcome. To the southwest, the Philistine army, quote, encamped in Ephes-Damim, 1 Samuel 17, verse 1, a recurring battlefield whose name means, quote, boundary of blood. To the northeast, Saul's army took up their position with, quote, the valley of Elah, verse 2, separating the two. The Philistines had already selected their man, Goliath by name. At a height of 9 foot 6 inches, the man was like a human tank, his coat of mail alone weighing in at, quote, 5,000 shekels of bronze, verse 5, about 220 pounds, or 100 kilos. Quote, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together, verse 10, he thundered across the valley. So how was big man Saul working out as Israel's leader of choice? Face it, there will always be someone bigger, stronger, or smarter than you. That's why we shouldn't place our confidence in our personal riches, resources, or rationale. Quote, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:31, citing Jeremiah 9:24. Enter God's lad. David had simply come to bring victuals to his brothers, serving in the army. But when he saw the standoff and heard Goliath boast, he knew something had to be done. If he had indeed simply left the sheep and, quote, come down to see the battle, verse 28, as big brother Eliab accused, David could have replied, what battle? Who's fighting? Instead, he asked, is there not a cause? Verse 29. There certainly was. As David would say to Saul, quote, he has defied the armies of the living God. Verse 36. God's honor was at stake. And if no one else would stand up for the Lord, David would. Say, Christian, will you stand up for him today?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.